So over the last, well, now it's probably 5 months, or maybe a little bit longer, the Lord had given me different scriptures, and there didn't seem to be a connection. So I just waited on Holy Spirit because I didn't know. And a brother from Alabama had released a word that the Lion of Judah was marching through the land. And before the Lion of Judah, there's a wind. There was a wind that would be blowing that we, the believers, the body would know. And I kept thinking, how are we going to know what the wind is? What the wind is? I had no clue. And then a sister from Florida had said what was on her heart, what the Lord had revealed to her, that there's a second wind. And I, you know, when she said that, I remember that all the scriptures the Lord had given me over that 5 month period all came together like Legos. It just snapped together. And I knew what he had been saying, and I knew how they all connected. So I want to share what he said to me. I want to start off by saying, you know, we've been under a lot of attack, has the world, has our earth, and has the people of God. But what I saw early on is that the attacks have gotten more intense and more personal. In other words, the body of Christ is being attacked. Our families are being attacked. We are being attacked individually. It's almost like the enemy has turned up the heat, and which he, you know, it was almost his time, so he would do that. And it was very clear. And I remember sensing that because of the Scots and because of other beloved people that we know that are near and far, just getting personally attacked. And I thought, there's something different. There's something different about this. So the scripture that the Lord had given me is in 2 Corinthians 4:8. I'm sorry, just one little other backstory. Also, the fact that we were getting very weary, and we are. We're tired. We are tired, and we are fatigued as a body. So this is what he said to me. We are hard-pressed in every way, yet not crushed. Perplexed, yet not in despair. Persecuted, yet not forsaken. Struck down, yet not destroyed. Always carrying in the body the death of Yeshua, so that the life of Yeshua may also be revealed in our mortal bodies. And then he took me to Ephesians 6:13-14. And again, this is sort of like Legos. That's how I saw it in my head, in my spirit. I still see it there. And Ephesians 6:13-14. Just find it here. Therefore, take up the full armor of God, so that you may be able to resist when the times are evil, and after you have done everything, to stand firm. Stand firm then. Then he took me to John 3:8-9. John 3:8-9. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit. And from there he took me to Ezekiel 37:9-10. Then he said to me, prophesy to the Spirit. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the Spirit, thus says Adonai Elohim, come from the four winds, Spirit, breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied just as he commanded me. The Spirit came into them, and they lived. And they stood up on their feet, a vast army. And at that very moment, I could see all the people all of our sons and daughters that we've prayed for, all of my nieces and nephews that are not walking with the Lord, ones that have walked away. And I knew that they were part of that army, that we are not alone. And I know we know we're not alone, but there's an army that's coming from the ones that we prayed for, the ones that we thought were lost. They're in that army. And for the ones that we have yet to meet in the body of Christ that are brothers and sisters, and I mean this of the world, they are in that army. And that's what he revealed to me. And from there he took me to, and again about the second wind, and from there he took me to Psalm 97, 1 to 6. Psalm 97, 1 to 6 says, Adonai reigns. Let the earth rejoice. Let the many islands be glad. Clouds and darkness are all around him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Fire goes before him and burns up his adversaries on every side. His lightning lights up the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountain melts like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of all the earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all peoples have seen his glory. And that's what he gave me. And he reminded me that there is a fire coming that we are, that is of him, of Holy Spirit. That's what I see. That's exactly what I've seen. I keep seeing it now in my, I guess really it's my spirit, it's my mind's eye. I can see it. I can see the army and I can see the fire. And I tell you one thing, I'll just say it out now. This fire, we have nothing to fear because it's of him. But the enemy better be fearful, because he will. Because that's the fire, is the Holy Spirit. It's the fire that we have all been waiting for, that is going to transform our earth. But it's going to do the evil one in. So thank you, Father God. And that's what he gave me.
When Crystal came in to share this with us, I think I was getting just as excited as she was, just based on some of the things the Lord's been pointing to me. And so I actually wrote down all the scriptures that she had them all printed out. And it's interesting, the scriptures that she chose to, were the scriptures that the Lord brought her to. And she was seeing the salvation of souls. And some of those scriptures, which I will read to you, they also have to do with the final salvation of the nation of Israel. This is all happening in concert together. It's not just a bunch of people getting saved, but God is preparing for his return. And when he does, there's going to be those Jews that had forsaken him, they're going to say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Because he's going to open their eyes. In fact, in the Ephesians, and I think that's why it's important for us to look at a couple of pieces of this. In Ephesians 6, it says, therefore take up the full armor of God so that you can resist in the evil day. Now, we know these days are evil, but there is a day that is coming. And if you read through the scripture, it talks about this day, this day, this day, on that day. And I believe the day is a season. But there's a day where things are going to get really intense. And that's why he's training us now to put on the full armor of God. So in that day, we can stand and resist the enemy. That's why we have to recognize what is happening, which is what Crystal shared with us. We're being attacked by the enemy. It's not you and me. It's not our neighbors. It's not the guy down the street. We're wrestling with powers and principalities, and they're going to increase because Jesus is setting up the time for his return. And that's why at the end of the Ephesians there, it says, after you put on all this stuff, right? It says, with all prayer at all times in the Spirit, and with this in view, be on the alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints, Jews and Gentiles, right? And right after, when she wrote, shared from Ezekiel about the winds, it says, come from the four winds, breath, O breath, on these slain, that they come to life. That was the prophetic word for the bones in the desert. And it says here, so I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came to them, and they came to life and stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army. And he said to me, son of man, these are the bones of the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say our bones are dried up and our hope is perished. We are completely cut off. Therefore prophesy, say to them, thus says the Lord, behold, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of the graves, my people, and I will bring you to the land of Israel. Then you will know that I am the Lord. When I have opened your graves and caused you to come out of the graves, my people, I will put my spirit within you, the wind, and you will come to have life, and I will place you in your own land. Then you will know that the Lord, I, the Lord, have spoken and done it, declares the Lord. And that is a prophetic word that has been done and is being completed. The fact that there's a state of Israel today and that God has been drawing these bones from all the four winds of the earth is a miracle. And it's a sign and a wonder to us today that Jesus is coming. Right? Just in this past year, there's been over 60,000 immigrants that came, some from Russia, some from Ukraine and other nations. But half of them, believe it or not, came from Russia. God's working all things together for good. He's calling people home that were hesitant of coming home, in a sense. And in Psalm 97, the Lord reigns, let the earth rejoice. Let the many islands be glad. Clouds and thick darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Fire goes before him and burns up his adversaries round about. The Lord's going to, he has to discipline. The Lord has to discipline those who have been disobedient. Otherwise, there's no justice. Otherwise, he's not a just God. And we, as a Western culture, have a hard time with that. We want the cuddly little Jesus in the manger and how cute the little baby is and how, you know, the three wise men, they come and they put the presents down before Jesus. But you know, they had to flee for their life right after the baby was born. All hell broke loose when Jesus came. And it's breaking loose now because he's preparing to come. Anyway, it says in Daniel 7:10, a river of fire was flowing, coming out from before him. Thousands upon thousands were attending him, and myriads were standing before him. And the court sat, and the books were opened. So here's this fire coming forth from the throne of God, and they just sat down. He's going to protect. In Malachi 4, 1 through 3, it says, "Behold, the day is coming, burning like a furnace, and all the arrogant and every evildoer will be chaff. And the day that is coming will set them ablaze." Now listen to this, says the Lord of hosts, "so that it will leave them neither root or branch. But for you who fear my name," listen to this, "the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in its wings, and you will go forth," you're going forth after the flames, "and you will skip about like the calves from the stall, and you will tread down the wicked, for they will be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day which I'm preparing, says the Lord of hosts. His lightnings lit up the world. The earth saw and trembled." So here's the church in the midst of his delivering fire, and we're jumping around like calves out of the stall. The lion and the lamb. Our God is an awesome God, and he's reminding us, and we're getting pieces of this. That's why I just felt so encouraged that God is beginning to show, or he's going to show all of us a piece, and we need to be able to articulate the piece that he gives us so that we can see the bigger whole. I think that's all I have to add to that. Yes. Oh. Now he's got some. See, I triggered something in his thoughts. Must be from Joel, right?
The book of Joel will be January 1st. Okay. One thing that Crystal mentioned about a second wind. And that term is very popular for runners. And it's interesting when you're running and you get to the point where you don't have any more, all of a sudden this second wind can kick in. And so it really speaks to me of something supernatural, right? You know, that's what a second wind is. It's almost something that's beyond you. And I had this, the most amazing experience I had running with this. It was in high school. I was in 11th grade, and we were in the final event of our league, and there was maybe, I don't know, 8 to 10 schools there, and I was average to below average runner on the varsity team, and we were running in a place called Galloway, and in Galloway, run around the school, and then it went up this huge, steep embankment, which was only one path up it. And you got up to a top road, and you run around the road, and then back down this steep embankment, one path as we go. And that was about halfway through. And I remember when I got to the top of that embankment, all of a sudden the second wind kicked in, and I started running like I've never ran before. And I'm running along and not even feeling anything but the wind in my face and just enjoying the day. And then I looked up and I see in front of me the two guys that were the best. And they were the ones, you know, we're going to duke it out who was going to come in first. One was for my team, yeah. But that's typical, you know, the ones that are good are usually, you know, 15 to 20 seconds faster than everyone else. You know, they're way out in their own little pack, and then there was the rest of the pack. Well, somehow I left the rest of the pack, and I look up, and I'm right behind these two guys that were the best. And when I did, I said, oh, I shouldn't be here. That's what came to my mind. And as soon as I said that, the second wind left me. And I struggled down the hill, and I finished actually much better than I ever imagined in this race because of the second wind. But the point is that the second wind is for us is a supernatural thing. And when that happens, we need to not go back to a natural setting in our mind that says, I'm in the wrong place. I shouldn't be here. Because in this second wind, it's in the Lord, and we should just enjoy it and run and complete what he's called us to do, and not begin like Peter when he was out on the water, all of a sudden become fearful and wonder, how can I be here, you know, and he begins to sink. And so when this second wind comes, just enter into it and enjoy it. And know that it's not you, but it is the Lord, and you're doing what God has called you to do.
So, just as Brother Bruce was sharing before, I felt the Lord just drop into my heart really clearly that this freedom he's calling us to, the freedom's name is Jesus. And whatever you do, hang on to him. You know, that freedom is in Jesus. And then the other thing I just ran by Wayne was I just felt that the Lord wants to do more than just hear the word today. Not that the word is doing the work as we're hearing it. I know it is. But responding, if anybody, and I'm one of those, you know, with that word about baggage and doing things the way we're used to, right? I think the Lord wants to prepare the way for the Holy Spirit. He's coming. And he doesn't want stuff in us hindering that move. So if there's anybody who would like to join me in this prayer, I'm going to pray this. For me and for all of us, where it applies. Father, we just come. And we ask you, forgive us where we've got baggage, where we're used to doing things a certain way, even if it was well-intentioned or served us well for a season. Father God, we're not getting rid of the word of God, and we're holding on to Jesus with all our might. But we don't want anything in the way of your Holy Spirit as your wind comes. And so, Lord, we ask you, just cut the chains. Cut the things that are not of you. The restrictions that are not of you. Where it is you, we're hanging on to you. We don't want to get rid of what's good. But where it's not of you, we say, be gone. Lord, we don't want any restrictions in our lives and heart that's not from the Holy Spirit, that's not from the Lord. So we respond to that, Lord. We're not looking for liberty for the sake of saying it. We're free to do what we want. We want liberty because liberty's name is Jesus. And then we can do as you ask, Father. We can abide in you. And we can be led by the Holy Spirit and walk in love with you. This is freedom. And so anything that's not that, Lord, we don't want it. We tell it to go in Jesus' name. And let your freedom reign. And let the Holy Spirit come. And we just avail ourselves. We lift our hands and say, come, search us, fill us. Blow through our lives. Come, whatever you want to do. We don't want to resist you in any way. We just say, come, Lord, fill with your Holy Spirit. Blow your wind. Blow through us, Lord. Blow in us. Come, Lord. Blow in this earth. Blow to those around us, Lord, and everything that you're wanting to do. In Jesus' name.
Tim just used the word break every chain, and I don't know if any of you noticed in the worship, but Paul led a song called Jesus is My Living Hope, and in it, it talks about him breaking every chain. And then Eulene had her word about getting rid of the baggage. To me, baggage are chains, okay? And after that, they led another song, Your Blood Speaks His Better Word. And again, that same phrase, breaking every chain. So I really think, I just love it when the Lord brings it all together like he's done today.
This morning I was just humming and singing, getting ready. And I sang that song, it's an old one, "The Plowman Will Overtake the Reaper." And it's Amos 9, 13 and 14, and I brought the Amplified today, so I don't have it, I can't read it. But I looked up overtake, and in Hebrew it means two things. It means one, to pass, but the other one, and they gave explanation for it, is that you come together, you meet together, and you go forward together. And the way they explained it was the plowman who's planting the seed and the one that's coming by to reap the harvest were running together. It was happening so fast that it wasn't just planting and waiting and reaping. It was happening together. It was happening. I just sense that. I don't know if anybody else does in the times we live on. In everything is speeding up, it seems like to me.
Just from the first, after we sang the first song this morning, scripture from Revelation 3, everyone probably knows it, Revelation 3:20 was there for me, and you know, not that we're a lukewarm church, you know, that's who Jesus was talking to, the church in Laodicea, you know, we like to use that scripture, Revelation 3:20, for the unsaved, but Jesus used it for the church, right? So if he is there, he is there, standing at the door of your heart, and we have to answer the door, you know. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and dine with him and he with me. And so I think everything that's been said is just so awesome and today. And I felt like this, I think this could be added to it for each one of us, you know. And like Tim just prayed, you know, come, Holy Spirit. Come, Lord Jesus.
What a message, huh? Body functioning in greater measures.